Welcome to the debut of the Around the County podcast. I'm Scott Webb, AV teacher here at Walker Valley High School. Thanks for joining us. Each month, we are going to have a podcast devoted to the theme of the director's view. This month, our theme is technology, and I'm happy to have an extremely astute and panel with us as they look around the room. But we have secondary supervisor, Danny Coggin. Mr. Coggin, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know, the man has an auditorium named after him here at Walker Valley, so he's a pretty big deal around here. We also have with us principal at Michigan Avenue, Ms. Angela Lawson. Ms. Lawson, how are we doing today?
Hey, Scott. It's great to be here with you all today.
Thanks for joining us. And one of my favorite people in the world, work-based learning coordinator, Brittany Cannon. Ms. Cannon, how are we doing today?
Excellent. No need to suck up our brown nose.
Why not? Well, there's always reason, Brittany. Let's be honest. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things happening from a technology standpoint here in the county. We all got to attend the Future of Education Technology Conference in Orlando, Florida, at the end of January, and what an exciting conference it was. It was, I think my fifth time at the conference. And every time I leave the conference, I always think, man, this is I just come back, my battery's recharged, and I'm excited to be able to incorporate some of the things we saw. Danny, it was an exciting time.
It was great. It's like going to a candy store and you get to sample everything. It really was. And to hear the practitioners of the things that we were looking at and wanting to venture out into, listening to the practitioners tell us how it works, how easy things are, but how we can get a hold of that technology. It was just a great opportunity.
Yeah, and one of the things I liked, Angela, was that there was a wide variety of things there. There was things that you can use in your situation at an elementary school, all the way to things that we can use here in the high school level.
Yeah, that's right. There was such a wide variety in each session. Opportunities for elementary through high school, from things like virtual reality, augmented reality, to things like Legos, how to incorporate Lego technology in the classroom. So it was just a wide variety and just a pleasure to get to see that, the hands-on learning that we were able to take part of.
Yeah, Brittany, speaking of that, I know one of the things that we talked about was the amount of virtual reality, augmented reality things that are out there. And it seems to be an area where things are growing. Technology is really expanding at a rapid rate.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a statement that I heard that really made me think was that the students are no longer in our classroom. We are in theirs. And so we are always having to find the latest and the greatest to keep those students engaged. And while our funds may not allow us to go off site, the tools such as virtual reality, augmented reality, can bring the world to the classroom.
And it's really, things have really changed dramatically in that standpoint in the last 3 or 4 years, just since the last time I was at that conference. We're now seeing the ability to expand the classroom in a way, Danny, that we haven't ever seen before, and it continues to grow on a daily basis.
Well, one of the things, as you say, that we're looking at doing is creating a virtual reality tour of businesses in the community, manufacturing in the community, so that when we do our career exploration course, that we make sure, there's a little laughter there, because we say the wrong thing all the time. I have to really be careful about it. But what it does is it gives us an opportunity for our kids to explore what's here in Bradley County without getting on a bus and going, but they can do it here. And we can see that our kids even do part of the production piece of it. So it just carries through all the way.
Right. That was one of the things I thought was, the amount of 360-degree cameras and the price point and some of that stuff has gotten to the point now, and we know how quickly things change from a technology standpoint, but it's gotten to the point where we have the ability to do that type of thing now, where we can create and let our kids explore some of the things just here locally that we couldn't do just 3, 4, 5 years ago. You could go out and shoot a video, but it's a little different when they can be actually kind of placed, and I use air quotes there, which is not great for a podcast, but they have the ability now to explore work areas. They can go to Lonza, they can go to Vocker, they can do some of the things here locally that maybe is not conducive for a field trip. I can take 40 kids on a bus and go through that, even with the elementary school students. Angela, there's a chance and an opportunity for them to see things without actually leaving their classroom now, and that's a huge leap in technology.
You know, I think that's right, Scott. I was reading just recently Alvin Toffler. He was a futurist, and his quote, I know many of us have heard this many times, but it says, the illiterates of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but it's going to be those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. And I think as educators, we're finding ourselves needing to unlearn and relearn and learn new things.
We may play that sentence on loop and just let it go around, and because it's really that's a challenge, because we're at this point in time, the way technology is increasing on it. I mean, it changes so rapidly that we have to be, you know, we have to, as educators, we have to keep up because our students are keeping up.
Right. Well, and one of the takeaways from the conference was about AI, artificial intelligence. And of course, you know, over the holidays, I've got Alexa is in my home. I can tell Alexa, you know, to please play a radio station or music or do various things in my home. But I had not really thought about making that bridge from what I'm doing in my home to the classroom or to the school. And so it was interesting to see how other educators are using things like Google and Siri and Alexa. And they expressed the reality is that our kids are going to need to know how to interact with artificial intelligence. And I hadn't really thought about that in the scope of what we're trying to do with technology in our district. So it was something for me to think about and really ponder and see how I can incorporate that.
Brittany, what was some of the things that, and we've talked about a lot of things from the conference. What was one of the other things you thought that was beneficial from the conference?
Well, as always, and this is my second time attending, I love the fact that you can walk away with free tools that you can take to your classroom the Monday you return. And I think that's what's been so great is those that attended the conference brought back and have already shared with their colleagues. And those tools are being utilized at the elementary level, middle school level, and high school level.
Well, not to go ahead and we'll throw a commercial break in here, but we are going to have a tech night for our area teachers on March 7th at Accoy Middle School. Look for information on the school's websites where you can find a way to register for that. And it's our way as this group of giving back to our teachers and getting the information out there, because that's, there was so, we did a little chat while we were at the conference, just writing down notes, trying to keep each other informed about what we were actually seeing. And as I go back and look, there's still things that I haven't even had a chance to go back and take a look at, because there was so much information. I tried to explain that just the vendor area alone was about, it seemed like 3 or 4 football fields worth of stuff. And there's just, that is the largest I've ever seen it. And I think it's because technology has just, it is changing so rapidly and it's becoming so much more accessible, especially with the cell phone being, you know, with students being able to have a cell phone or a device that they can do things with readily available. It really kind of has been a game changer for us.
I went to a conference in Nashville in the year 2000 before Walker Valley opened. So that tells you how long ago it was. But what happened was, the gentleman that was speaking said that every 2 years, every 24 months, technology changed. Well, I would dare say that's every 3 to 4 months now. So that's how it's accelerated itself. It's just generated more and more for kids, of course, but for general public, for the population, to have at their disposal things that we never would have thought about. You know, I have a watch on my arm that when I was a kid, that would have been a Dick Tracy watch, you know? So it's there. Technology is there, and we have to avail ourselves of it, and we have to do what we can do to help our kids understand it and become good digital citizens and utilizing that in the right way. And so I think that if we can do that and make sure that we as a school system do what's right for our kids, it's a great opportunity. I heard another speaker tell us, and you probably heard her too, Amy Dean. Mm-hmm. I'll give credit where credit is due. And I'm going to paraphrase what she said. She said that our kids in the classrooms are digital natives, and we're visitors in their land. And we have to avail ourselves as much in the technology as
don't you think that's probably, as from an educational standpoint, that's one of our biggest challenges, because we've done things certain ways for so long that now we have to figure out new ways to do things, because we have different everybody thinks they have their students learn differently and this time period learns different than that. But it's really changed dramatically in the last 10 to 15 years. Our kids really have a understanding of the technology. We're the ones that have to catch up.
I agree 100%. Because you, and as well, you know, I've been working on a presentation and utilizing a new tool for it, but it works. It's something that I can do. I can understand. And kids have such elasticity in their minds. They're going to grab it. You know, kids are going to grab it, and younger teachers are going to grab that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity for us.
Well, Angela, that's a great way to transition to our next little topic here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. No, that was perfect. I mean, that was like professional level. I think you could. You know anything about NASCAR? You can come help me on the afternoons.
I got you covered.
Well, we appreciate your professionalism there.
Yeah, that was tremendous. But we are looking at ways to remain current. How are ways that the schools and teachers, administrators, principals, so on, can help stay current and make it important to our kids, our students?
Yeah, obviously, we're always going to have the challenge of financial resource. I mean, that's always going to be a challenge for us because of our field. However, I love that there are so many things that are free to us. And it takes some ingenuity, it takes some time, it takes some creativity in how to incorporate things into our classrooms. But as a principal, I do find that that's something very important for our school. And so I dedicate time on a regular basis for us to meet with our technology coach. And so we can have some planning sessions. Sometimes it's things that are very practical, like the change in the software for our grade book. So we need some expertise right. and some, you know, some review of how to do that. But sometimes it's things like Plickers, which were a free resource given to us where teachers can flash up questions on the board and then they can see very quickly how our students are responding. We can review for state assessments. There's some really neat things that we can do with the existing technology that we have. But I think, you know, making that a priority and planning time into your schedule on a regular basis for those PLCs where teachers can get together, have those conversations, because there's so many resources. One of the things that I loved also from the conference, they talked about PD in your PJs, and I am a Saturday morning PJ kind of gal, and so I love that. I love all the Twitter contacts that I've made related to technology and being able to read, just scroll through that on a Saturday morning and think of new ideas and new ways that we can incorporate into our school.
Right, and there's, you know, with the administration, social media, not only is it easier to connect with friends, and it's easier to get that professional piece where you can go out. I just went back and looked through, and a lot of, I actually went to two sessions while we were there, people I was already following on Twitter, just because I know, I've seen what they've talked about and what they're delivering, the content they're delivering, and it made me want to go, you know, be a part of their session again. And I thought that it was, you know, especially two or three of them were tremendous. And those are the type of people, when you can connect to people and leading ed tech people across the country in a way that was not even, I think I joined Twitter after I went to this conference in 2009, but just the explosion over the last couple of years of the amount of information just from that standpoint has really changed the game for me.
And I think, Scott, you know, there's so many social media resources out there and outlets for us that you can get kind of lost in that. You know, am I on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, Snapchat? Which one am I using? And I'm probably behind because of the age that I am compared to my right. niece and nephews and the children that we interact with. However, I think it's important for us to be aware of those resources for professional development. And Mr. Coggin, one that I thought you would probably be interested in is there is something called Coffee EDUs. And so that's where a group of people that are interested in technology will broadcast, hey, we're going to get together on a Saturday morning. I know there's some of those that meet in Chattanooga. And I thought, wow, that'd be really cool for us to start thinking in terms of having Coffee EDUs on a Saturday morning for some of us techie folks that like to talk about technology. And so, Mr. Coggin, I know you're the coffee drinker.
I got the coffee.
No, yeah, you got the coffee part down pat. Well, as we begin to wrap this up today, thanks again. Thanks for joining. I just want to kind of look at the impact of, with our stakeholders. Brittany, obviously, the goal of all this is to get information to our students and find a way to help them and experience not only different things, but to gain knowledge and further push them farther along in their ultimate career goals. You know, how has technology kind of impacted the student?
Okay. You know, it is our goal to prepare our students for college and career. And so I feel like to bring in the new, the latest and greatest technology, it's just going to expose them to, like I said, the world around, to our county, to what's out there. And so the statement that I mentioned earlier, we are in their classroom now. And so it is imperative that we bring that, that we stay up to date and that we can engage them, that we can even, you know, give assessments through different forms of technology. So I'm excited to where, as to where we're going as a county. And in dealing with our community partners, they are very excited because that just, you know, gets them, you know, able to have more information out to our students as well.
Angela, as an administrator, what is the role that technology is going to impact with you moving forward?
Yeah, I think as a principal, my goal is to make sure that I'm looking for funding bodies to help support our vision and our goals, because that is a challenge for us.
Absolutely.
But I think that's something we have to make sure that we're communicating to our business partners, to our community. Our community understands the need for us to advance what we're doing with our technology in our schools. They understand that because of what was just shared about what is the future in our business and industry in our area. So I think they get that, and I'm so blessed and privileged that we're part of this community that does support what we're trying to do with education. And for the various committees and teams that are working in our district to help promote the next steps for our district. We've had technology for years. Technology isn't new. You know, it used to be a chalkboard was technology in some respects because it helped to communicate a message. But we certainly want to go far, far beyond where we're at presently. And I appreciate the opportunity to be at the table and be a part of some of those discussions.
Danny, as we wrap this up today, you know, obviously the use of technology throughout the county, how is that going to impact just the community as a whole?
Well, the use of technology will impart to the workforce, impact the workforce, I guess would be a better way of putting it. Because what happens is one of our goals is to help our community grow. We have businesses moving here.
Right.
We're one of the fastest growing communities in the United States. And that's because of manufacturing. That's because of all the different things that are going on here. Well, we have to, as a school system, do our part. And that is to keep them, our kids, abreast of what's going on technology-wise. Well, we also, in order to do that, we have to help ourselves with teachers to look forward and administrators to look at what's there, what can I do, how can I make something great happen for these kids? Well, when we do that, we bring the community in. We do, because they look to us for their future employees. And we want to do our best to help them do that. And to grow our kids is how we do that. And it's not that we want to say, learn how to do this, learn how to do this. We want to say these are the opportunities that are out there and available to you for you to be able to move upon and make things happen. And we, you know, we can't teach anymore in as we used to call a silo. It's collaborative learning.
Right.
That's what we do. And that's not just in a school. That's for teachers.
Yes.
As Ms. Lawson was talking about with PLCs and those kind of things, that's what it's about. And so that happens in the community. They don't isolate problems to say, you go do this, you go do this.
Right.
It's the team.
And technology is a tool to help kind of bring all that together.
Exactly. Exactly right. Because why do you shouldn't have to ask this person, you know, the same question three times. It's at your fingertips because you know the answer and you have a place to go to pick that information up and you can collaborate on that information at the same time. So there are opportunities.
Well, and essentially that is, technology is just another tool to help create and build those partnerships between not only the students, the teachers and administrators, but those people out in the community. Because eventually you're correct. Right on the money when you talked about we're supplying the workforce. You know, we're helping to build and create the workforce for the next generation. We want to give them the most opportunity to have a chance to succeed, and we want to see them have that success. And it's part of that is going to be learning the technology, the apparatus that's going to drive their job. But part of it is learning the collaborative part, the social part. All of that is just kind of encumbers the entire process of what it becomes to be a good student and.
Well, we want to see, you know, we want them to use the technology in a responsible way. And so when they use that, and even when we're talking about social media, using it in a responsible way, Todd Whitaker, who is a great educator, talks about Twitter as the best PD he's ever been a part of. Well, our kids can use it. We can use it.
Right.
use that social media for what it's designed to do and make it happen so that we can learn, students can learn, and we can be better people because of it.
Hey, speaking of that, if anybody would like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at AngelaLawson72. I have most of my feed is about education or technology, a little bit personal, but most of it is about what we're talking about today. And I think, Scott, you've got a good one, too, that they should follow.
Yeah, sweb at underscore 32. That's my personal one. I also retweet stuff on the Spill TV. I think it's important that when I, and what I usually do is I every day I look for something that I can just kind of put out there that I've read, that I've seen somebody tweeting about. And I think it's important to share the information because, listen, I consider myself a pretty technology literate person, but there's no way to know all of it. There's no way to stay on top of it. You just got to, it's constantly being a constant learner. And trying to find ways to take the technology that's out there and incorporate it the best way we know how and help deliver information and give, you know, the more information we can deliver to our students, our teachers, our parents, our administrators, the better off they're going to be and the more effective decisions they can make in determining their ultimate goal. So,
Scott, I know we're trying to wrap up, and I don't mean to make it longer, but
go right ahead, Angela.
I will say that we would love everyone to follow our school system on Twitter, at Bradley Schools, so they can stay informed about the happenings around. Most of our schools have Twitter accounts as well, so if they connect with at Bradley Schools, they'll be able to see what's happening across our district, because there's some incredible things going on related to technology every day in our system.
And I tell you, when I started, obviously, I've followed it since I started the account, but what I like is I can get, as a teacher at Walker Valley, I get kind of locked in on what's going on here, but it gives me the ability to see what's going on. We have such great things happening in our school system. It's great to have the opportunity to see what's going on through a retweet or whatever, and just to see some of the things that are happening in our schools. It's pretty cool that what these teachers and principals and students are putting together and doing on a daily basis.
Well, what do you call it?
Your Twitter handle?
There you go. Is
you're late to the game on Twitter. We finally got you.
Yeah, when I was here, I was no. And Dr. Cash had she said, this is what you're going to do. And I said, yes, ma'am. And so it worked out. And I've become a fan. I really have. I wasn't sure of it before. But at DCoggin79, and that's not my age, that's when I started teaching. But anyway, it's a great opportunity for us to see what's going on in the schools, and my mantra on my account is never stop learning. That's what it has to be about. That's who we have to be. As educators, if we stop learning, we need to move on, go somewhere else and do something else. But that's something that we need to make sure that we impart to our kids, make sure that we never stop learning.
Never stop learning. Brittany, you got any kind of social media you want to throw out there? You're not a Twitter girl.
I am on Twitter. I do follow, and I have followed all of FETC, and I do follow. I do not.
You're not a tweeter.
Tweet
a
whole lot.
She doesn't tweet, but she learns from Twitter.
I do.
Yeah.
I use it as a learning and a professional development tool.
No, it's a great tool. We could do a whole podcast on just Twitter.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan.
Yes. That'd be a future one.
I'm a big fan. It's for those of you. Find some people out there to follow if you're on Twitter, that and especially if you're a teacher, because I think there's invaluable resources out there of just people in the industry that have been doing this for a long time that can give you some information and help move you forward. And it's an invaluable resource. But there's a lot, there's information on Facebook, Pinterest,
Instagram.
I mean, there's find your social media niche. Look for ways that you can improve it, use it in your classroom, that your students can use it in their classroom, and it can be a very valuable tool. Well, that's going to do it for the Around the County podcast. Thanks for being on the maiden voyage here today.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Yeah, I didn't have to twist people's arms too terribly bad to come on and be a part. And then we look forward to it. Next month is the theme of the Director's View is on healthy choices. So we're going to be talking about healthy choices with Karen Slater. That should be a hoot.
Oh, very
exciting. If you know Karen Slater, it's going to be a wild time in here. We'll have to work on volume level once we get to that point, because she's loud. But she's a great person. It should be a lot of fun. But thanks for joining us. That's going to wrap up this month's Around the County. We will see you next time.